Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, October 8th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Adam Schiff is in trouble in the sense that the Washington Post, very liberal newspaper, has turned on him, called him a liar. Mr. Schiff, in an interview with a CBS correspondent, said, the question was, have you heard from the whistleblower? Do you want to hear from the whistleblower? What protections could you provide to the whistleblower? This was on September 17th. I'm sorry, it was on MSNBC, not CBS. So Schiff says, we have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to. Well, the Washington Post gave him four Pinocchios, the highest deceit level the paper puts out. And they downplayed it, the Post. But they said, quote, as he said in his answer, the whistleblower was then awaiting instructions from the acting government official as to how he should contact the committee. Nevertheless, Schiff had met with him. Schiff's office had met with him. So he just lied. So once you have a situation where the head of the Intelligence Committee in the House is lying to the public, you got a problem. And you would think that the House Ethics Committee would jump right in, right? No. That's Nancy Pelosi blocking any kind of action. So just so you know how egregious and how bad this is, you have a situation where the Inspector General, Michael Atkinson, this is where the whistleblower was directed by Schiff. Schiff's office got the whistleblower a lawyer in D.C. and then directed him to Michael Atkinson. That took 18 days for them to get the whistleblower thing up and running. All right? July 25th is when the whistleblower came into Schiff's office. August 12th was when a complaint was filed. Now, Atkinson, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Committee, testified to House lawmakers, and he says, I don't know why it took 18 days. I don't know. Can't explain it. I can explain it. They had to write the complaint. They had to rehearse the complaint. They had to do all that other business. So if you think that this is a serious inquiry on impeachment, it is not. It is not. All right. Now, on the same topic, there's an ambassador, Gordon Sondland, all right, who came from Europe to testify in front of the Schiff Committee. And was it the Schiff Committee? It was in three committees. All right, he's supposed to answer questions about Ukraine. And the president said, no, you're not going to answer the questions. So President Sondland wanted to answer. And the president tweeted out this morning at 10 a.m., quote, I would love to send Ambassador Sondland, a really good man and great American, to testify, but unfortunately, he would be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court. Importantly, Ambassador Sondland's test, which few reports stated, quote, I believe you are correct about President Trump's intention and President being crystal clear, no quid pro quo of any kind. That says it all. So clearly the White House is setting up a fight. They're not going to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry. I don't know the nuts and bolts of it, but I know it's going to get nasty. It's going to be another Mueller thing every night. It's going to be something else. Press is going to convict Donald Trump. Congress is going to be diverted from what it should be doing. All of that's going to happen. This is just started now. All right, so the president in another controversy by withdrawing some troops from northern Syria. Ms. Trump doesn't want him there because there's a conflict between Turkey and the Kurds. And then there's an ISIS element floating around. So we've been over there, 1,000 troops, between 250 and 1,000 special forces. And they're basically, they put out fires. If something is going wrong, the U.S. troops come in and they stop it. So Turkey, they don't like the Kurds. Kurds want their own country. Turkey doesn't want to give it to them. This has been going on forever. So Erdogan is coming to the USA to talk to Trump. In the meantime, there are reports from Reuters that some Turkish planes bombed around the Kurdish area. This is just bad. President Trump's thinking is we shouldn't be involved with any of this. Problem is that the Kurds helped us in the Iraqi war. We do owe them. And they deserve to be protected by the United Nations, not by America. The United Nations should be protecting them from the Turks. Now, Erdogan is going to come here. I guess that's going to calm things down. I'm watching it. Would I have, if I had been president, I probably would have kept 500 troops there, U.S. troops. I know they're in harm's way. I know they've been there for years and years and years. I know there's no solution to these problems. I know all that. But it's a humanitarian gesture, and I would have asked the UN to send 500 as well. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Ellen DeGeneres goes to a Dallas Cowboy game and sits next to George and Laura Bush, predictably. The far left kooks go to Twitter. This is an assistant professor at the University of London. I actually attended the University of London my third year in college. Adam Lernier. Quote, why are Ellen DeGeneres and George W. Bush watching the Cowboys-Packers game together? Has she forgotten about the whole anti-gay marriage, war in Iraq, general incompetence thing? So this guy, nah, you can't sit with him. It's the president of the United States. Here's Walker Bragman, freelance journalist out of New York. Here's the thing. Ellen, George W. Bush is a war criminal. Okay. So Ellen takes heat on Twitter, and this is everybody now. Any famous person associating with any Republican, boom, on Twitter, right? This is the way it is. This is fascism. All right, you're not allowed to talk or associate or anything like that with people we don't like. That's fascism. All right, so to her credit, and this show hasn't been on yet, I guess it's coming up in the next few days, but we have the tape. Here's what Ellen said.
But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
All right, now I was on Ellen DeGeneres' program. She was very nice to me. We had a very good discussion. I like her. I don't care if she's liberal. It doesn't matter to me. I think she tries to be fair. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, final thought. You know, I thought, it's a little redundant, that when I release the United States of Trump, I was going to take a little heat. So that has not happened yet. Number one, the far left wants to ignore the book. They don't mention it. TV, not going to put me on. They fear me. If I go back on TV, they don't want that. Radio been fantastic. Fantastic. I was on Mark Simone, WOR, today. You can listen to that. I'll be on Hannity tomorrow. Glenn Beck on Friday. Bernie and Sid on Thursday. Really good. Good questions. All the hosts are very smart. Most of them have read the book. Not get any grief. It's like a miracle. And I think people appreciate a fair look at the president. You know, the only book on the marketplace that tells you about him is the United States of Trump. That's it. Want to know about him? You got to get that book. But I'm very pleased with the reception for the book. Now I'll probably get hammered right between the eyes, but so far so good. See you tomorrow.